The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? Welcome to the show. It's your host, David Williams, along with the one, the only,
Sam M. Brewski. And welcome to the podcast, guys.
Hoop Ball Grizz?
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't even say what the name of the podcast is. What's going on? What? Maybe I did. I don't know. I got nothing. What'd I say?
Oh, wait. I thought you said what this is Hoop Ball Grizz.
I don't think I did.
You may not have. Uh-oh. Oh, well.
We're off to a roaring start.
Woo!
This is a special post-trade deadline podcast. We're not going to do any kind of game coverage on this podcast at all. We're going to talk about the moves that were made or not made, I guess, depending on how you want to look at it. But they made some moves. The Grizzlies made. I'm pretty happy with it. We're going to kind of break it down, give you a little bit on each of the new guys, and give you projections, kind of what we think each guy's role is going to be for the team moving forward. So we'll start off with the simple one, the trade to the Rockets. And it included the Grizzlies receiving Jordan Bell and a 2023 pick swap. And they sent the Houston Rockets one Bruno Caboclo.
So sad.
I'm kind of sad to see Bruno go.
I was too.
I enjoyed watching. Last year, he got a lot of playing time because, you know, Dylan was out, Jaren was out, Parsons was dead all year. Like, Bruno got quite a bit of playing time.
He did okay.
And he put up solid numbers. Mm-hmm. And Bruno was super, super friendly. Like, sitting around talking to him before the game. Like, okay.
They're best friends.
Let's see. We're not best buddies.
They're best buddies.
But, like, when Bruno would come over to sign autographs, he was always engaging in conversation. And you don't always get that. If you've ever went to autograph, sometimes the players, not that they're rude, but they just won't really say a whole lot. Like, they'll sign for you and move on. But Bruno, when you asked him a question, he always engaged in it. And so I enjoyed that part. I will miss that. Bruno was probably not a key piece moving forward for the Grizzlies. Not even probably. He was not a key piece. But I just liked his style of play. I liked what he done. So I think they won this trade, really.
Yes and no. I think that that helped the Rockets out, too, because they didn't have a center, and now they do. So
yeah, Bruno can be the rim protector. I'm ready to see what happens with that. Like, what kind of role he has.
I want to know if they're going to start that man, because
I don't think they start.
I don't know.
I don't think
you're
going to
start at center, P.J. Tucker.
Again? Yeah, you're starting P.J. Tucker at center.
You're
going
to get smoked.
I mean, either that, like, how tall is Robert Covington?
They're
I don't
the
even
same
know.
Height.
Yeah, so that's going to be.
How tall is PJ? PJ's like 6'7".
No, I think PJ's
6'9".
I don't think he's that tall, man. I think Tucker's like 6'6".
Well, Covington's taller than him.
Okay.
Covington's like 6'9", 6'10".
But they're not really starting. Their starting five is going to be Westbrook,
Tiny.
Harden, Gordon, Tucker, and Covington. I think that's going to be their starting five.
Well, that's what
five.
They started last night.
So somewhere
Westbrook.
In that vicinity. They may change that moving forward. But I feel like Bruno may have an important role on that team.
Yeah.
And he can be a rim protector. He can get in there. He's not very big-bodied as far as, like, he's not muscled up, per se, like some of your bigger guys in the paint. Like, so, for example, Bruno in the post against a guy, say, let's say Jokic.
Ooh.
In the post,
ooh.
Bruno doesn't have enough beef that he's really going to be able to hold Jokic. We'll see. The Rockets are trying something. It's either going to succeed and D'Antoni's going to look like the smartest man on the planet, or it's going to fall flat on its face, which I project is going to happen.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
And everybody's going to be like, he was an idiot for trying it. So
I give him props for trying it, but when you trade off your center, and I know he was hurt, but good gracious, and you trade off your center and your tallest person on the team is like 6'6 at this point.
Yeah.
You're playing small ball. No, you're playing tiny ball. You're gonna get smoked. Go up against Anthony Davis, see what happens.
Yeah. So I'm well. They did.
Well, I take that back.
And
excuse
me. Spanked them, but in a seven-game series, that's probably not going to happen.
Well, you saw last night with the Suns. Did you watch that game?
I didn't watch that one, but I saw the score. Yeah,
I watched part of it.
Waxed.
Covington did good. Harden did Harden things, but they Ayton and Kelly Oubre. They went inside. Boom, it was done.
Yeah, that which they have guys that can guard Oubre, but you know Ayton is a good example. That's another I didn't even think about him. That would have been a great example of somebody that they're going to have problems stopping in the post. Not that you're going to run into Phoenix in the playoffs, but you got teams in the playoffs that have bigs. Montrezl Harrell is going to give them fits if they run into the Clippers, and it's a good chance that they could be playing the Clippers in the second round. So, I don't know. That's going to be interesting to see, and we're not even a Rockets podcast. We just ran off on a rabbit trail.
We love you, Bruno. That's why. That's why we did it.
Back to the trade. So, the reason I say that they won the trade is the pick swap, right? So, the pick swap, if you don't know how the pick swap works, Sam, do you know how the pick swap works?
Nope. Tell me.
Okay, so 2023 is a second-round pick. If the Grizzlies' second-round pick falls after Houston's, they can be like, hey, we're swapping that up. And that's what it is. It's a free chance to move up in the draft.
Nifty.
And so here's the deal with second-round picks, with any pick. Any pick in general, doesn't matter where it falls. There is no lock to, even with the number one overall pick, there has been plenty of guys that have went number one overall that have flopped. So there's no guarantee that you're going to get a good pick. And there's definitely not a guarantee in the second round that you're going to get a good pick. Because a lot of the talent, per se, is gone by the time you get to the second round. But there's been some great players, and we talked about that on an earlier podcast. I'm not going to go back through and name these guys again, but there's been some great players.
Jokic. That's it. That's a good one.
Well, Gasol was a second-round pick.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's plenty of talent there. It's just whether you hit or miss on it. But that's a good thing. That's a, you know, if there's a guy that they want in the draft and the Rockets are ahead of them, they'd be like, hey, you remember this Jordan Bell, Bruno Caboclo trade? We're going to go ahead and move up and take our guy right here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sam, you got stuff on Jordan Bell? You got his stats, right?
I do have his stats. His career stats, he averages 3.7 points, 3.1 rebounds, and 1.3 assists. So
he is a bench player.
Yeah, he doesn't play a whole lot. But
didn't have a big role. There's a couple things that I like about Bell. Number one, he has playoff experience. And no, he was not a key part on the Warriors team that won the championship. He was not a contributor. But experience is experience, man. He was in that locker room. He watched what those guys went through. He was a part of the emotions, the ups and downs, the in and outs. He was on that team that won a championship. And there's one thing that you cannot replace, and that's experience. So I like that. I like that maybe this isn't a big flashy trade and Jordan Bell doesn't come in here and, you know, blow the doors off the place and he's a part of the future and the Grizzlies got a steal. They turned Bruno Caboclo into a future Hall of Famer, Jordan Bell. Yeah, that's, I don't see that happening.
Probably not.
But I like what they're looking at. And here's the thing with Jordan Bell. His contract expires at the end of this year. He is a restricted free agent. In order for the Grizzlies to retain Bell, they would have to make him a qualifying offer of slightly over $2 million. If he comes here and he's a fit and there's chemistry with the team, they want to keep him on, qualifying offer of $2 million, you keep him on pretty cheap. If not, you cut ties and let the man walk. You still got that pick swap. And so we'll see. We'll see what happens. There's not a ton of season left, but you got the second half, and it's not even, I'll say, the last third of the season, really, is kind of what it is. But I say the Grizzlies win that trade. I like where I know why the Rockets made that trade, to get a little bit of length, get a rim protector in Bruno Caboclo. But I like what the Grizzlies done there. Now we're going to move on from that one. Sam, you got anything else on the Jordan Bell trade? What do you? Okay,
you got about to say you got. Yeah. Go ahead.
So I gave what I had.
Yeah, right there. You had what I got. So,
but the one thing what I want to do, and sorry, I got a little bit away from my mic there. My chair is trying to roll away from me. I don't know what's going on.
It's possessed.
It is. True story.
I saw it.
What do you expect? What do you project Jordan Bell's role is going to be on this team?
Ooh. See, that's tough. That's tough.
So the Grizzlies were running an 11-man rotation prior to this trade.
Yeah.
Jay Crowder and Solomon Hill were both rotation guys. They were running an 11-man rotation. So you bring him over. Do you think he's a rotation guy?
It's possible. Try him out and see what happens.
I think you're going to get a look, at least. I think a lot of that will depend on what it's looking like on the during practice. Practice?
We're talking about practice?
Not a game.
But practice.
So if the chemistry is there and the guys are flowing together well in practice, maybe he's a rotation guy. It's another big body. And I'm not going to go too far into that one right there because I want to talk a little bit about that later. But another big body you can plug in there to play at the four. You've got Jaren that's obviously going to start at the four. And you got Brandon that's going to be first off the bench at 4/5. So
this is where they need to experiment. Put Brandon at the three and see what happens.
I don't think that's
it. I just want to see it. Just once.
You know what?
Taylor Jenkins, if you're listening, do it once. I want to see it.
I don't think that's it, man. I just don't. I know Brandon's super athletic, but I don't think there are some guys that play the three that are just going to eat him up with speed. I think maybe that's not the case.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I want to see it. I think it could happen.
You know what I want to see? I want to see Ja, DeAnthony, Dylan, Jaren, and JV.
That'd be all right.
That's it. That's what
I'd be all right with that.
Now, here's a stat for you. Did you know that prior to the 76ers game, when Kyle Anderson started, the Grizzlies were undefeated?
I did not, but that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, little fun fact for you there.
Woo-hoo.
All right, so let's move on to the big boy trade. The one, and so, Sam, I didn't tell Sam this before the podcast, but there's one name that we will not say more than four letters. He will be forever be known. He is going to forever be known. English is hard. As Iggy, and we will not say his full name because apparently he doesn't like being called Iggy.
Oh, Iggy.
Just so you know, you will forever be Iggy in Memphis. Forever.
We're making a sign, Iggy. When you're there with the Heat next year, Iggy.
It's going to have two four-letter words on it. And Iggy is going to be one. You guys can just think of whatever you want.
We have to keep it kid-friendly, so we'll have a star in the middle of the one.
No, anyway, he will not get a first name or a full last name. He is always Iggy. So the three-team trade between Miami, Minnesota, and Memphis. And there's a little bit about this that I don't understand. And I'm going to ask you kind of see what you think about it. We'll go from there. So it was Miami, Minnesota, Memphis. Miami receives Iggy, Jay Crowder. Shout out to Jay.
What's up, man?
We said thank you in the last podcast. We appreciate everything that you've done for Memphis, the leadership that you brought, the way that you played, your no BS attitude. Like, I feel like he embraced Memphis from day one. So thanks, Jay, for that. Same thing for Solomon Hill, you know, true professional. Hate to see those two guys go, understand why they needed to. But Miami receives Iggy, Jay Crowder, Solomon Hill. Minnesota gets James Johnson. The Grizzlies get Justice Winslow, Gorgui Dieng. Is that how you say his last name, Sam?
Dieng, yeah.
Yep, and Dion Waiters, which there have been rumors that they're going to buy him out. As of the time that we are recording this podcast, he has not been bought out.
He's still part of the roster.
So he's still technically on the Grizzlies roster, but everything is pointing to they're going to buy him out.
I'm okay with that. If they keep him, okay. I'm okay with that too, but it's what it is.
So why not keep Solomon Hill and not take on that Deion Waiters contract?
I wish they would have kept Solomon Hill. I really do. I like Jay too, but we talked about that beginning of the year. We knew they were going to trade him. So.
Yeah, we knew. Like, I was almost, like, I almost knew.
Yeah.
I was hoping that maybe it wouldn't happen, but there were a few conversations we had at the game between us and some of the other fans that were like, he's going to go.
Yep.
At the trade deadline, as much as we love him, as much as the fans love Jay, and even, you know, I would think that the coaching staff loved the stuff that he was doing for the team as well, and the front office. But you just had to know a piece like that, once he reaches free agency, he's not coming back. More than likely, they're not going to pay him, and that's okay. But you had to get something in return. So I understand why they had to move Jay. But the Solomon Hill for Deion Waiters thing, it makes me wonder, like, because that contract, the money works in this trade. If you take those two guys out of it, the money still works. Do you think that was Pat Riley in Miami saying, if I don't get Solomon Hill and you don't take Deion Waiters, we're not making this trade?
I bet it probably, that's why they probably, you know, with all the stuff, it took like 2 days for him to come out and say what it was, pretty much.
It was announced that the trade was done and they were working on trying to find a third team. And that's where Minnesota came in with, you know, James Johnson and then Memphis receiving Gorgui.
And that was probably the thing. It said, well, if we're going to do this, then you better get us. You better get us something else then.
And that I think that's a smart move for Pat Riley, because Solomon Hill has proven that he can be a rotation guy. You know, he's played well for the Grizzlies this year.
He's had some games.
If nothing else, man, he increased his value by playing for the Grizzlies. And so that's it. I just wonder if there couldn't have been something else added on to this trade, or maybe take Solo and Waiters out of it. Because you're eating that contract money for Waiters. You're cutting him. And to be 100% honest, I don't want Deion Waiters around this team. I don't like the young guys. I've not been a fan of Deion Waiters. He can ball. 100, if you made it to the NBA, you can ball, period. But he's even, like, he's proven in the league. Like, he can score. But he cannot pass the ball. And that's like, I don't, this team has been all about finding the open shot, finding the guy that's open. And there hasn't been a whole lot of selfish at times. Dylan Brooks gets that way. But for the most part, there has not been an I mentality. It's been a we. And Deion Waiters is definitely an I guy.
Yeah. One thing I remember, I don't even know if I can actually say this on here. So if not, we'll cut it out. So, but Thunder game I went to, I believe he was still, but it had to be that one. Had to be that one. He was not friendly at all. And he actually did not come out for the national anthem and everything.
Waiters didn't?
Mm-hmm. I believe so, but it had to be that game because I was there and he did not come out when he played for the Thunder back when.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe so. And that aggravated me. I just remembered that.
And I think there may have been rule changes and stuff with that. I don't know. But as I said, I've never been a big fan of his. I respect what the game that he has and the way – I won't even say I don't respect the way that he plays the game, because I doesn't win games. It just doesn't.
Nope, team wins games.
So, Sam, what do you got? Let's start with – we're not going to even talk, like, the guys that left and the guy like James Johnson going to Minnesota. We're not going to jump into that. Let's talk about the two guys, because it's a foregone conclusion. Deion Waiters is getting bought out. We don't know when exactly, but it's going to happen. So let's touch on Winslow and Gorgui. What you got on them, man?
Winslow, I have their stats here. Winslow, career stats, he's 9 points. Exactly, 5.4 rebounds and 2.7 assists. That's not too bad. This year he's doing pretty well. He's averaging like 13 points this year.
He hadn't played a whole lot this year, though.
He's back this year.
Yeah, he's had some issues.
His contract for next year for the 2021, he's owed $13 million, and then the next year after that, he actually has the team option for $13 million.
Yeah, so that's pretty affordable for a guy like a playmaker. I like Waiters. So what do you, moving forward, what do you think Waiters is for this team?
Oh, what do I think Deion Waiters is for this team?
Yeah.
I think they're going to, they should trash him. Get him out of here.
No, not Waiters, dude. I'm short bus.
Winslow.
Winslow.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. We're on the same
page. I was
about to say. Dude, yeah, that's my bad.
After what I just remembered, I was like, no, yeah. Get him out of here.
So when that was Winslow's stats. What do you think Winslow's role is going to be for the team moving forward?
If he's healthy, he's definitely, I think, because he played well with the Heat. Yeah. I think he's going to, if he can bring that over, I think he'd, like you said earlier, good rotation player. I don't know if he'll start. He's a little big to be small forward. I don't know. He could play small forward.
A little big? What?
I'm thinking of Jordan Bell is what I'm thinking of.
What?
Yeah, I'm thinking of Jordan Bell.
I'm talking about Deion Waiters when we're talking about Justice Winslow, and this dude is thinking about Jordan Bell when we're talking.
Yep, it's crazy.
You heard it
here
first.
We're on crack.
Hoopball Grizzly podcast has no idea who Justice Winslow is.
No, I have a
picture
of him.
We think he's a mix.
I think of Jordan Bell. It's like, this is crazy.
He's a mix of Jordan Bell and Deion Waiters. What are we doing, Sam?
There's something in this Dr. Pepper, I'm telling you.
There's nothing. If there was something in there, yeah. You've inhaled all of it.
That's what I'm saying. There had to be something in that. But no,
all right.
Justice Winslow, he can play small forward. He can play power forward. Yes, I think if he's healthy, he's going to help them. Yes. Long story short, yes.
So young guy, he's 25, I believe.
Something like that, yeah.
And so I didn't talk about this with Jordan Bell, but Jordan Bell played college ball with Dylan.
Ooh.
So there's already a relationship there. That's already some, you know, like you've played together before, you know each other. You have to have some sort of relationship. And nothing that I have found has indicated that those guys ended having any type of beef or anything like that. So anytime you're going somewhere, like for example, if you're changing jobs and one of your friends works at the place, or maybe not even just somebody that you know works at the place that you're going, it makes the transition easier on you. So I like that. Winslow, we're rebuilding the 2015, I think it was 15, 16, Duke Blue Devil championship team, because Grayson Allen, Tyus Jones,
oh boy,
and Justice Winslow were all three on that team.
Wow.
You didn't realize that, did you?
No.
Yeah.
Now I think about it. Holy crap. Woo. Yeah.
So you've got, there's going to be some chemistry there.
That's pretty cool.
Between those guys. Those guys all played together, Grayson, Tyus, and Winslow. This is what I don't want to happen. Winslow's had a rough season injury-wise. He hasn't been able to stay healthy. And he had a little struggle last year. I think he only played 60. It was, man, I looked it up and I deleted it. And I don't know why. I was like,
62 sticking in my head. So that's what we're going to go
with. I was going to 62 or 66, yeah. Something like that. So somewhere in the mid to low 60 games is what he played last year. So he missed around 20 games last year. The Grizzlies are in the playoff hunt. They're in the 8th seed right now, 2 games up on a surging Portland Trailblazer team. Do not rush this.
No.
This is not a win now team. Nope. It's not. If it happens, I will be right there, front row on the parade at Beale Street. Let's go with this champion. Like, I'm going to be there. But don't rush this. Do not rush him back because you're in the playoff hunt and you feel like you need him. Let him get healthy. Let him work with the training staff. Let him do whatever he needs to do. Do not rush him coming back. I want him to be healthy. That's what I want to see. So Justice Winslow comes in. Your projected starting five for next year, if everybody's healthy, is looking like Ja Morant, Dylan at the 2, He got his extension. Congratulations, Dylan Brooks.
Woo to the who on that.
I'm glad that they done that.
Me too.
That's a big move. I think that's an underrated move. But anyway,
well,
projected starting five, Ja, Dylan at the two, Winslow at the three, Jaren at the four, JV at the five. And then you got Tyus Jones, which is an excellent backup point guard.
He's done great this year.
De'Anthony Melton.
Great.
Contract. Don't know what's going to happen with him.
Mr. Do something.
Yeah. Clark, Melton, Kyle Anderson, Tyus Jones, Grayson Allen. And you're looking at the depth of this team like, man, okay. So when Tyus Jones' shot is falling, he's super effective. And I know that sounds generic, because you can say that about, you can plug in any player's name, X player, and if their shot is falling, they're super. But here's the thing. Tyus Jones, even when his shot is not falling, he takes care of the basketball. When his shot is falling, it's like you hit the lottery, man. He becomes, when his shot's falling, he becomes, in my opinion, the best backup point guard in the league. You know, you can come at me and argue different guys if you want to, and that's fine. He's not a big scoring guy, but he's not going to cost you the game. He's not going to go out there and make mistakes that are going to cost you the game. And I feel like that's just as valuable as somebody that's going to go out there, like a backup point guard off your bench that's going to go out and score you 20 a game. I'll take Tyus Jones scoring me 10 points, 5 assists, and 0 turnovers in 25 minutes. Damn day. All day.
This team going in the depth like that reminds me, and you'll be like, oh, no, Valanciunas isn't like him. I'm not comparing him to this person, just the team in general, the depth of it, is the Denver Nuggets from a few years ago. Because the depth on that team, when I was watching them, I was watching Jokic, and they were one game out of the playoffs, lost to the Timberwolves, and I was watching that, I said, man, give it next year. They'll make the playoffs for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I said it to you. I know I said it to a few people.
Yeah, I remember that conversation.
Yeah. Okay. Because I said, they're definitely going to make the playoffs. I said, give or take, they might even be fourth, third, second.
Yeah, and they're competitive, man. That's a good team.
Yep. And look at them now. That was 2-3 years ago, and look at it. I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, you keep this core together, man.
If they keep what they got now.
It's going to be scary. It's
not saying that they're going to be the Denver Nuggets next year. I don't know, but we'll see.
Yeah, they're in the hunt right now. They're miles ahead of where most people projected them.
This is
them
where
to be.
The Nuggets were 2 years ago. They were right there on that 8-9 spot. Mm-hmm. You know, that just reminds me, and with the depth and everything, it's just like, you know what?
Yeah, and the final player of this deal that we mentioned him, but we hadn't talked about him,
Gorgui Dieng.
Sam, hit me with some stats on him.
He, career stats, he's 7.9, basically 8 points, 6.2 rebounds, and 1.4 assists.
This is what I like from him. He's shooting a career high from three this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's 38. I don't know the point. I want to say 38.3%.
I was going to say 40%. I knew he was close to that. But
from three.
Okay.
And so this was a must-have piece. I'm not saying that Gorgui Dieng was, this is the piece that's going to push the Grizzlies to the championship. But this is what they had to have, dude. Yeah,
they had to have a backup center, a real backup center.
And I will fight you to the death on this. If you disagree with me, I realize Brandon can play big. You can slide Jaren over to the five. The five is not Jaren's natural position.
You can tell that.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to argue with me about the fact that the Grizzlies did or did not need a backup center, if you're on the side that they did not need a backup center,
you're on crack.
You go back to the last game against the freaking Pelicans and watch that game, and you tell me how many times the Pelicans attacked the paint. because there was not a rim protector in there. JV was out there. He was doing the best he can. He had like four block shots in that game, but he can't play 48 minutes. Can't do it. He just can't.
He can do 30.
That's like when they went small ball, he wasn't fast enough to keep up with Melly. So Melly was just torching him.
Did that the last game too.
But when JV was out of the game, they had nobody for rim protection, and they were getting hammered. Drew Holiday, Brandon Ingram, these guys, like Lonzo Ball, didn't matter. You got nobody down there that's going to stop me. I'm going at the basket. The Pelicans coaching staff had an excellent game plan, and they executed it. But if you're on the side of the Grizzlies didn't need a backup center, a true backup center, go back and watch that game and then tweet at me and let me know that I'm right. That you say, I'm sorry for doubting you.
I apologize.
That's it. I was trying to count. Let's see. David, you are the man. I need five words from you. Five. After you go back and watch that game.
Four. You can even do four. David, you were right.
Yeah, that works too.
Woo.
Either way. All right, guys. That's all we got on the trades. Oh, I didn't even talk about Gorgui's contract. He's a little pricey. And as the Grizzlies took on about $30 million in payroll for next year. They had some cap space. Don't know that they were going to plan on making a huge splash in the free agent market because they're going to have some guys to pay coming up here pretty soon. They may throw some money at D'Anthony Melton to keep him around. We'll see what happens with that. I think they should. Yeah, he's a... For me, he's a key part in this. He's a guy that you need a guy that is gritty and gets in there, does the dirty work, and is a defensive guy. D'Anthony Melton is that guy. So I think they should throw a little bit of money his way, keep him around. But, you know, Zhang is $17 million this year, or just under $17 this year, and he'll be $17 million next year. So it's a pricey. Like, he's coming in as a backup center making more than JV, but it is what it is. It's an expiring contract.
Yeah, he's a free agent. He will 21-22.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he will be a valuable piece to move next year if they need to move him. You know, trade deadline next year, he may be one that they move because he's an expiring contract. When you're making a trade, you need expiring contracts in order because teams are looking to free up cap space to go after free agents. And so they got him as a piece that they needed moving into next year.
They did.
And now, next year, he may be a piece at the trade deadline that they can use to move to execute a trade to maybe take it to that next level. So we'll see. Sam, you got anything else you want to talk about with the trades, or are you good, man?
I think we've covered everything.
All right. I've got nothing else. Yep. Guys, listen up. I talked to you about the Devin and Ira and the guys over at Hoopball Gaming last time.
Uh-oh.
Dan, don't shoot. Don't shoot. So I'm so hung up on their Twitter handle, I messed up the name of the podcast. The newest podcast here at Hoopball. These guys they're bringing you betting lines. They've been killing it. They've been doing a great job over there. They're going to give you their input on what you should bet. And it's Today in Sports Gambling. That's the name of the podcast. You're not going to find it if you go look for Hoopball Gaming, I don't think. I didn't try to do that search. You can find them on Twitter. They're at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter. But the podcast is Today in Sports Betting. So go check those guys out. They're bringing it to you. It's a daily podcast. And these boys are putting in work. If you're listening to the podcast and if you're betting, check out mybookie.ag. They're our partner. They're the ones like this, the gaming podcast. Every podcast that Hoopball has, mybookie.ag is a partner for us. They have been around. Their payouts are fast. They got a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week customer service team that's there to help you with all of your needs. All good stuff, but that's not even the best part of it. Right now, you go to mybookie.ag. They're still running it. I don't know for how much longer, guys. You use the show's promo code. It's today.
Today.
Today. T-O-D-A-Y. and they will match your initial deposit 50% up to $2,000. So you can, if you got a lot of money you're going to go and throw at it, you got $1,000, $2,000, whatever you put in there. If you put in $500, you use the show's promo code today, they're giving you extra money.
$250.
You got $500, they're dropping $250 at you, man.
It's free, so again, money.
MyBookie.ag, show's promo code is today. They have more lines and better odds than any other sports book out there. Go check them out. If you need some help betting, if you're losing, you're getting wrecked, check out the Hootball podcast today in sports betting.
They'll help you out.
Devin, Ira, all the guys over there. If I'm missing, I know that I'm missing somebody and I can't find his name. It's in my head somewhere. But go check them out, guys. You can find the show, our show, this podcast, on Twitter. We're at Hootball Grizz. I am on Twitter at DWill2111. And Sam?
It is SammyB1118, capital S, lowercase a, MMY, capital B, 1118.
All right, that's all we got for today, guys. Thanks for listening. Until next time, go Grizz.
Be like 19, just do it. Go Grizz.
Dang it!
Jaeger!
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.